All Things Considered continues here on WKU Public Radio. I'm Barbara Deeb. 50 years ago today, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. Recently, a play was presented in Henderson about the final night of Dr. King's life. We spoke to several people in attendance and recorded their memories of the civil rights leader.
My name is Reverend Charles Johnson. I'm from Henderson, Kentucky. Dr. King inspired me to love people regardless of their background, ethnicity, religious affiliation. He was a people person who loved all spectrum. The principles that he shared with us and lived by and gave us to live by is, you know, how I try to live my life in dealing with people.
I'm Heather McCormick, and I'm from Henderson, Kentucky. I remember learning about Martin Luther King as a young girl and being inspired by the fact that he stood up for people, but not with anger and not with weapons. He cared for people and taught them to fight for their rights in a peaceful way. My very first computer, I was so excited, it had speeches on there by famous people, and I cried when I heard Martin Luther King's speech.
My name is CJ Johnson, and I live in Henderson, Kentucky. I learned that he stood up for African-American rights without any violence.
Nathaniel Butler, Henderson, Kentucky. He inspired me in a lot of ways, you know. He inspired me to know that, you know, like, it doesn't matter about the color of a person's skin, it makes a person. It what lies in a person's heart to do what's right. This country belongs to everybody, you know, and the things that we do for this country makes this whole country look good. It doesn't make his country look good when we fighting each other, you know, just because of a color.
Alexia McAllister, Evansville, Indiana. I think probably the main thing is that I try not to judge a people at first glance. Kind of the old saying, don't judge a book by its cover, because it's so much more to a person than just what you can see, you know, with your eyes. So being able to look beyond what I see and be able to get to know a person before, you know, there's judgments or prejudgments that are cast or biases are acted upon, you know, because we all do have biases, but I think the problem comes in when we act upon some of those biases.
My name is Richard Zussman, and we live in Henderson County. I honestly believe that his I Have a Dream speech is probably the most dynamic speech I've ever heard. To this day, I am impressed with it. It lays on my mind a lot, frequently. But the content of that speech and the way he presented it is just awesome.
My name is Sherry Johnson. My hometown is Henderson, Kentucky. Dr. Martin Luther King has inspired me in so many ways. One of the most important things that he has inspired me by is his ability to stand up and do right, even though, you know, he knew that he was standing against the odds was against him. And some 50 years later, you know, we still have that dream. And one of these days, I am looking forward to that dream where all of us can come together and be what he wanted us to be as a people.
Memories of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., recorded in Henderson in February. You're listening to All Things Considered on WKU Public Radio.